那么接下来啊，我们要请罗威娜姐妹来见证。
And now we ask Sister Rowena to testify.
讲英文。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm grateful that I can testify.
啊，奉主耶稣圣名，我非常感激神，我能够在这边做见证。
After my brother's death, 4 years ago in 2001.
啊，在我弟弟啊四年前，啊有哥哥四年前，啊2001年过世之后。
And I thought God would give me some good times, you know.
啊，我觉得神应该给我一段比较啊舒适美好的时间时光。
And maybe because I was closer to God after his death.
甚至在我哥哥过世之后，我觉得我跟神比较接近。
So I asked for request for two things, in my prayers.
所以在祷告当中，我向神求了两件事。
Back then my husband wasn't very agreeable to pay the full tithes.
在那之前呢，我的我先生不太愿意去付这个完全的十一奉献完全的十一间。
So I pray that my husband was willing to pay the full tithes.
所以我就向神祷告说，我先生愿意来完全奉献十一间。
And the second prayer I asked God, that I said King Solomon asked for wisdom.
第二个祷告，我向神是这样祷告的，说所罗门王祈求智慧。
So I asked for humility.
所以我向神来祈求我能够谦卑。
So I didn't realize that after I asked that.I have to go through 3 years of tribulation.
没有想到说，当我向神这样祈求之后，我要经历过三年的灾难。
So, starting from September 2001.
从2001年九月开始。
I was inflicted with menopause plus hyperthyroidism. 更年期跟这个甲状腺高。
我就经历过这更年期甲状腺高的病症。
And the symptoms that I have was very severe.
我所经历的这些病症呢是非常的严重。
I have a palpitation. I felt that my heart was like pounding. It was like jumping out of my body.
我觉得我的心率跳得非常的快。我的心脏好像快要从我身体跳出来一样。
And I always panic.
我时常都觉得非常的紧张。
I felt hot and I felt cold. I was very tired.
所以觉得忽冷忽热，我觉得非常的疲倦。
I slept all day and I wake up about 5 p.m. and my husband came home from work.
我整天睡觉，然后睡到下午5点，我先生下班回来。
I lost a lot of weight.
我也变瘦了。
I felt it was difficult to even walk to the bathroom.
我觉得甚至走到洗手间都非常的困难。
And I couldn't even walk a block outside my house.
我甚至没有办法在我家外面走走上一个过几间的小路。
And it seems like all the nerve endings in my body was like moving around and around.
我是觉得我身里面所有的神经系统好像跑来跑去。
And I was hit with depression.
我甚至觉得有一点忧郁症。
And So I started to take a lot of medication.
那我就开始吃药了。
Then in 2 or 3 months, I have taken almost like 100 tranquilizer.
在两三个月以内呢，我大概吃了100片的镇定剂。
I used to. I was a nurse. You know, I didn't believe in taking medication.
我是一个护士，但是我不相信说要吃很多药。
But I didn't have a choice because I was really panicking.
但是我实在没有选择，因为我实在非常的慌张。
And I was put on hyperthyroid medication. 甲状腺高的药。
我是被医生放在甲状腺高的治疗过程。
So I took Chinese herbs also.
我也是吃了中国的药草。
Estrogen replacement.
不同中国的药草。
这个荷尔蒙的。女性荷尔蒙。
吃了女性的荷尔蒙。
Heart medicine to slow down my heart rate。
还有心脏的药，能够让我心率能够不要跳那么快。
And I went to see many doctors。
我也看了很多的医生。
Internal medicine。
内科的医生。
Endocrine。内分泌。
内分泌的医生。
I went to the emergency room many times。
我到了急诊室很多次。
So many times they chased me out because nobody knew what was wrong with me。
很多次呢就被人家赶出来，因为他们没有发觉什么病症。
GI doctor。
还有妇产科。
胃
科。
Even psychologist。
甚至心理科，心理医生。
And I was so panicking that one thing I did wrong was that I prayed to God to ask for the amount of dosage I should take in my medication.
我也非常的慌张，那我向神祈求说我到底要吃多少分量的药。
So this probably gave the devil a chance to like work in me and like talk to me, like there was a voice in me to tell me how much medication I should take.
也许是因为这样祈求给魔鬼留了地步，所以有时候我会听到魔鬼的声音跟我讲说我要吃多少分量的药。
And because I was so sick that I got very desperate.
因为我病得非常的严重，所以我就非常的着急紧张。
And at that time, I have worked in my job for like 16 years.
那时候我在工作，那个工作我做了16年了。
And I didn't have a choice, so I quit my job right away.
但是那时候我别无选择，我就马上辞掉工作。
Back then, I planned to work 3 more years and then work part-time and work for God.
在当初呢，本来我是决定在工作3年之后呢，然后就做临时的办公呢，一半的时间来工作，然后剩下时间来为神工作。
Because back then I worked nights, I couldn't stay the whole day during the Sabbath.
那时候呢，我是值夜班工作，有时候白天安息日不能整天遵守。
But God's will was overpower my will.
但是神的旨意超越我的旨意。
I have to quit right away.
我需要马上辞掉工作。
And I and my husband planned a Hawaii trip. We bought our tickets for more than $2,000.
那时候我跟我先生计划到夏威夷玩一趟，我们买了机票，2000多块的机票。
And I couldn't go, and we didn't go, and we wasted the money.
因为我不能够去，所以那钱就浪费掉了。
At that time, I prayed to God. I said, "Please let me go to the vacation, and then I come back." But He didn't let me go.
那时候我向神祷告说，神啊，求你让我能够去度假，然后让我能够回来，但是神没有这样的成全。
Thank God, back then I have already believed in God for like 10 years.
在那时候我相信神已经将近10年了。
So I have experienced a lot in God.
所以对神我有很多的体验。
And at that time, I pray to Jesus all day long, and I repeat myself the same thing over and over again. I said, "Jesus, please save me, please help me."
那时候我整天向神祷告，我一直重复向神祷告，说耶稣啊，求你救我。
I remember in the Bible, you're not supposed to pray like that, but I didn't have a choice. I just asked for the same thing over and over and over, from morning till night. I repeat the same thing over and over.
根据圣经的教训的话，我们不应该一直重复的话向神来祈求。但是呢，我整天向神这样重复的祈求。
And I couldn't attend the church for like 5 weeks.
有大概有5周的时间，我没办法来参加教会聚会。
And I prayed to God. I said, "So many people could come to church and they wouldn't come. And I really want to come to church. How come I couldn't come to church?"
我就向神祷告说，有很多人可以来聚会，他们不来聚会。但是我愿意来聚会，为什么不让我来聚会呢
？Because back then I couldn't even walk.
在那时候，我几乎也没办法走路。
So I examined myself and I repent and I repent and I try to examine all my sins.
所以我就自我反省，我回想我所犯的过错，向神来悔改。
So I thought maybe I didn't pray enough for the church, so I started praying for the church all day long.
那我想到说，也许我没有为教会祷告，所以我就整天的来为教会祷告。
So I request for intercession prayer from the church.
那同时呢，我也请教会来帮助我祷告。
I became very weak in the Holy Spirit, and my tongue speaking was very weak, and I didn't know why, and I couldn't even sing any hymns for like a couple of years.
那时候我在圣灵里面的祷告越来越软弱，我甚至有几年时间没办法唱诗。
Even when I came to attend church, I couldn't even focus myself in the sermon. I keep falling asleep.
是啊，虽然我来到教会聚会，我也没办法专心的听道理。啊，在聚会当中呢，我时常会睡着。
But one thing, I didn't leave my faith.
啊，但是有一点就是说，我没有放弃我的信仰。
I held on to Jesus.
我还是抓住耶稣。
When I was very sick one day and I was sleeping on the couch.
啊，有一天我病得非常重啊，我躺在沙发上面。
And Jesus gave me a vision.
啊，神给我一个意象。
And I saw the first vision was I saw a lot of American soldiers. They were like wearing their green uniforms.
啊，第一个意象我看到有很多的美国的士兵穿着他们绿色的制服。
And they were climbing very high walls, and the walls were like brown in color, and a lot of them were like fighting for their life, and they were climbing and climbing.
啊，他们在爬一座很高的山。那很多人呢，为了他们的生命在奋斗，然后一直往上爬。
And I said to myself, why did they fight so hard? Why was the war so horrible?
哦，就在想说，为什么这一场征战这么的恐怖呢
？I didn't realize that it was God. He wanted me to fight for my life.
哦，我并不知道说神原来教导我，让我要为我的生命来争斗奋斗。
So after that vision, I went into another vision.
啊，这一个意象之后，我又看了另外一个意象。
And I saw Jesus in white robe.
我看到耶稣穿着白袍。
And I was a little Chinese girl with two ponytails and a red dress.
啊，我是一个小女孩，留着两个辫子，穿着红色的衣服。
And I was bouncing around on the grassland, and every movement I did was to pick up flowers. It was flowers all over the place.
那我在绿色的草地上跳来跳去。那我在这个草地上也捡了很多的花朵，哎呦，到处都是花朵。
And in the background there was the running water like the Holy Spirit.
这个背景呢是有流动的水就像圣灵一样。
And I continued to pick flowers to Jesus. I was very happy. That's the only thing I have to do is to pick flowers and give it to Jesus. And went to pick up the flowers and gave it to Jesus again.
所以我就一直的摘花，摘了花就拿给耶稣这是我一直做的就摘花给耶稣。
And I have a feeling that my trial has to be 3 years.
那时候我感觉到说我这个试炼呢可能要三年。
So I said to myself, 3 years, this is a very long time.
那我自己跟我自己说三年这是很长的时间。
And, but when I was very sick, the second vision was sustained me.
当我会病得很重的时候，第二个意象，这第二个意象呢能够支撑着我。
Because I knew that I would come out of this tribulation.
因为我知道说我能够从这个患难当中出来。
So during these 3 years of trial,
在这三年的试炼当中
，I remember I sleep a lot.
我记得我睡很多。
And every time at 3 o'clock, I have to take an hour nap.
每一次到下午三点，我需要睡一个小时。
And then I was on tranquilizer, and I did pray for 3 times and try to quit, but with no success.
有时候
这个镇定剂。
镇定，那个我。嗯我要时常吃镇定剂，那我向神祷告说能不能够不吃镇定剂，但是没办法。
I thought God's timing was not the right time.
我在想，也许神觉得还不是时候。
And every day I felt sick, even either depression or I panic or I just didn't feel well for every single day.
所以每一天我都觉得我像是在生病。有时候觉得非常的忧郁，有时候觉得身体不舒服。
And I could hardly drive, so I didn't go anywhere.
因为我也几乎不能够开车，所以我几乎不能够去任何地方。
But God did send brothers and sisters to accompany me a lot, keep me company.
但是呢，神却差遣了很多弟兄姐妹来陪伴我。
And I lost contact with a lot of friends and relatives.
因为这样呢，我就跟我一些朋友、亲戚朋友失去联络。
Because I didn't want to repeat the same thing over and over.
因为我不想重复的事情一直这样子做。
And nobody wanted to hear for like 3 years.
没有人这三年之间呢，很多亲戚朋友没有听到我的消息。
I didn't want to repeat the same thing, and I don't think anybody wants to hear the same thing over and over.
我想呢，我不想把这重复的问题一直跟别人讲。别人也不想听我这重复的问题。
And so, but I was grateful that God sent my children home.
我也感谢神让我的孩子能够都回家。
And back then, you know, Ronald, my son, said after graduation, he wouldn't want to come back to New Jersey.
那时候我的儿子 Ronald 他大学毕业之后，他刚开始说他不想回到 New Jersey.
And I guess he didn't have a choice. God sent him back to accompany me.
但是呢，神的旨意让他能够回来 New Jersey 来陪伴我。
And I really needed my children because I lost my job.
我实在需要我的小孩子回来，因为我失掉我的工作。
So during the 3 years, and we I held intermittent Bible study in my house.
在这三年当中呢，陆续都在我家有查经聚会。
And we continue on visitation.
我们还是继续访问的工作。
And just at by three p.m. I just went out to the car and sleep.
每一次到下午三点，我一定要回到车子上睡觉。
And the only joy was I did preach over the phone to my uncle in Pacifica Church.
有一件让我觉得很喜乐的事，就是我在电话当中向我的舅舅来传福音，他是在太平洋教会。
And my uncle was an atheist back then.
我的舅舅在当时是一个无神论者。
But he had some nerve problem, so he couldn't walk. He was in using the wheelchair.
他那时候有一点神经上的问题，他不能够走路。需要用
轮椅
才能够走路。
So I didn't know that, you know, God used me to preach to him over the phone, and he accepted the truth.
所以我不知道说原来神安排让我在电话当中向他来传福音，他能够来接受真道。
And I arranged the brothers and sisters in Pacifica Church to pick him up, and then he finally got baptized in Pacifica Church.
然后我就安排了太平洋教会一些弟兄姐妹来接送他到教会感谢神，最终他在教会受洗了。
And until now, he's still attending Sabbath, and I really have to bother the brothers and sisters in Pacifica Church to arrange the transportation for him.
直到目前呢，他都还来参加安息日聚会太平洋教会的弟兄姐妹就会来接送他。
So I didn't have a choice. So according to the word of God in Romans 12:12, it says, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and joyful in hope.
根据罗马书十二章十二节在患难中我们当忍耐
faithful in prayer
在信心当中祷告
and joyful in hope
在喜乐当存着喜乐当中存着盼望。
I didn't really have any joy, or every day I just wanted to die
事实上我并没有任何的喜乐，每一天我只想死。
But the only joy I have was that I have eternal life.
我唯一觉得喜乐的就是我有永生。
So by the end of the third year.
差不多三年快结束的时候。
In around September 2004.
大概2004年的九月。
I started to take some Chinese herbs and some vitamins.
我就开始吃了一些中国的中药。
And then I started to be very very sick again.
那时候我就又开始非常的病得很严重。
For 2 days, I couldn't eat. I just I have a GI problem.
大概就是
肠胃。
有2天我几乎不能够吃，有一些内分泌的问题。
And then my body became very strange.
那我身体也觉得非常的奇怪。
And then I started to be craving for food all day long.
那忽然间我就每天需要吃很多食物。
Every half an hour, I was hungry.
大概每半个小时，我就觉得饥饿。
I have to eat all day long, even morning and night. I didn't sleep at night. I have to eat all night and all day.
大概不管昼夜呢，白天晚上我都要一直的吃。
And I thought it was probably one of the side effects of the medication.
我在想会不会是因为这个吃药的一种副作用。
So I became like emotionally unstable because I there were 48 hours I didn't sleep except eating.
所以呢，我就精神上觉得非常的不安定，因为大概有48小时呢，我都没有睡觉，只是一直吃。
And then I gained 8 pounds in a week.
大概在一个礼拜当中，我就增加8磅。
And then I felt all my nerve was like traveling around my body, same as like 3 years ago.
那忽然间，我觉得我身体上的神经系统就在我身体里面跑来跑去，就像3年前一样。
And then I panic even more.
那我就非常的慌张了。
But I quit, thank God I quit my tranquilizer.
啊，感谢神，我不再用镇定剂了。
But then I realized I couldn't even stand up.
那忽然间我觉得我没办法再站起来。
And then my hand would move by itself, and sometimes my head would move by itself. It's just, I felt, you know, I didn't know that what has happened to me.
啊，我的手或甚至我的头都会自己转动，那我不晓得发生什么事情。
And one night I lay in bed and I told my husband, I said, look at me, you know, my arms can move by itself and my hand, it just like an exercise, like it goes up and down for hours like that. I said, look at me, you know, see, you know, and I told my husband that.
有一天晚上我躺在床上，我跟我先生讲说，你看我的手可以自动自己这样上上下下一直在动。
And my husband looked at me like, you know, you look so strange, you know.
那我先生看着我觉得说我非常的奇怪。
And I even comforted him, I said, I think I'm recuperating.
啊，我甚至安慰他说呢，我是在复原当中。
So one day I came to church.
有一天我来到教会。
It was a Sabbath day.
是安息日聚会。
And I was very panicked, and then very depressed.
我情绪非常的不好，我也非常的慌张。
I just wanted to die and just, you know.
我是觉得我只想说我要死。
And then I keep heating up the food in the Paris Hall because I couldn't even listen to the sermon because every half an hour I have to eat.
我甚至没办法听正道，大概每半个小时一个小时，我要吃东西，所以我一直在副堂啊弄东西吃。
So I caught hold of Pastor Joe and I asked him to pray for me.
所以我就看到周传道，然后叫周传道帮我祷告。
And I kept, you know, so he took me to the library.
所以他带我到图书馆。
So he laid hands on me.
他为我按手祷告。
And I felt strange. He was casting out the devil.
我就觉得很奇怪，为什么他在赶撒旦呢？
And so that night I went home.
那一天晚上我回家。
And I didn't have any peace.
我心里并没有平安。
I kept walking around in the house.
我就在家里面一直走来走去。
So at around like 8 o'clock at night.
大概八点，晚上八点。
And I was sitting in the couch in the family room.
我就在家里坐在沙发上面。
And I was thrown three times. Once, and by the third time, I was totally thrown to the floor.
我就被这样整个推倒，然后第三次呢，我整个都。推倒在地上。
Yeah, it's like there was a force, the body like just threw me three times, and the last thing I just lay on the floor.
就好像有一个力量
吐。Yeah, no, 没有吐，就是将我推到地上。
就一直到最后一次呢，就像有一个力量帮我推到地上。
And then I couldn't even talk anymore. I felt very weak.
我甚至没办法讲话，我觉得非常的虚弱。
I thought I was going to die.
我觉得说我快要死了。
So I told Ricky the last wish.
所以我就跟我先生讲最后的愿望。
I told him, I said, I'm going to die. You know, you just forget about me and just marry another woman.
我跟他讲说我已经快要死了，所以请你忘记我吧，你可以再跟另外一个女人结婚。
So he said, I don't want to.
然后他跟我讲说我不想这样做。
And so I told him, I said, take me to the emergency room, but call Thomas Lin and Amy Lin to come over.
我跟他讲说呢，请把我带到急诊室去，然后请联络教会的林弟兄、林姐妹。
And usually, I have gone to the emergency room many times.
我去过了急诊室很多次了。
But I never asked brothers and sisters to accompany me.
但是我从来没有问过、要求过弟兄姐妹来陪着我去。
But this time I told him I'm not going to the emergency room until they arrive.
这一次我跟我先生讲说呢，直到教会弟兄姐妹来之后，我才要到急诊室。
I think when Satan worked in me, but God always opened a way for me.
我想虽然撒旦在工作，但是神却为我开路。
So now let me invite Sister Olivia to testify for me because she witnessed the whole possession by the devil.
所以我现在请红姐妹来做见证，因为她有看到那时候魔鬼的工作。
奉主圣名在这里继续做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I continue testifying.
在继续之前，我想先讲一下说，在他一直半个小时吃一次饭的时候，我心里就觉得有点怀疑。
I just want to say that while I was witnessing the possession by the devil during this half hour, I was a bit doubtful.
我是觉得说一个人肚子饿也不可能没有办法等那么三五分钟，我就觉得可能是魔鬼的工作，我心里这么怀疑。
I thought that if someone were hungry, they couldn't wait 35 minutes.
所以我一直放在心里面。
So I kept thinking about this.
然后在这个他那天送到 emergency 的两个礼拜前，我做了一个梦。
And 2 weeks before Sister Lee was sent to the emergency room, I had a dream.
我梦见说我怎么样学赶撒旦。
I had a dream that I was learning how to cast out Satan.
我梦见我在梦里面梦见说我看到一个就是看到人，然后就是要赶撒旦的过程，就要很凶恶的看着对方的眼睛，然后奉主是圣名出来出来出来，要讲三次这样子。
And in the dream, I was looking at someone and I was learning how to cast out demons and you had to look directly at them and say in the name of Jesus Christ, come out, come out, come out, 3 times.
然后撒旦就出来了，在那个梦里面我做了40几次。
And in the dream, I cast out 40-some demons.
我还记得早上起来我跟陈弟兄讲说，我好奇怪，我昨天梦见我赶撒旦，我赶了40几个，哦，我好累，我今天没办法去上班。
And I remember when I woke up, I told my husband, You know, last night in my dream, I cast out over 40 demons. I don't think I'll be able to make it to work today since I'm so tired.
好，那现在就是回到说那时候，Amy 姐妹她打电话给我，大概是差不多晚上将近9点钟的时候，她告诉我说，那个 Ricky 叫我们去她家。
And at that point, later, Sister Amy Lynn called me around 9 o'clock at night and told me that.Sister Lee was going to the hospital.
那时候我就跟陈弟兄讲说，我觉得哈，可能有魔鬼的工作了。
And then I told my husband, I think there might be the work of Satan here.
为什么？因为我了解 Ricky 跟 Rena 为人，他们很不愿意去bother人家的。
And I had this feeling because I know that that brother Ricky and sister Rowena, are not people that like to bother people.
他们去 emergency 那么多次，那这次要去 emergency， 而且还要叫。林明婷跟那个 Amy， 然后 Amy 她也要我一起去，我就觉得一定是很严重的事情。
Because they've been to the emergency room so many times, and the fact that they called brother and sister Lynn, it must have been very urgent.
我记得林明婷他们过来我们家接我，然后我们一部车子，我还告诉他们讲说，我想可能有魔鬼在做工。
And when brother and sister Lynn arrived to pick me up, I told them that.I feel like there's the work of Satan.
我听 Amy 跟我讲说，哎 ，Olivia， 你不能讲哎，因为他们不喜欢听。
And Sister Lynn said, Olivia, you shouldn't say that. They wouldn't want to hear that.
然后我到他家的时候，我们就是先第一个，我看见他躺在那个沙发上，然后人非常的软弱。
And when we arrived, I saw Sister Lee lying on the couch, very weak.
然后后来我们有先帮他祷告。
We first prayed for her.
然后要去 emergency room 之前呢
？And then before we arrived at the emergency room，
西斯利他抱着我，然后他的手就像莲花子一样，
这样的。And she was like that。
让我觉得这个动作非常的诡异，因为我觉得这个不太像他，而且这个感觉上像古代的女人那种感觉。
And I thought this was a very strange gesture for her to make, a gesture that was very out of character for Sister Lee.
而且我摸她身上，她身上是软软的，轻轻的。
And when I held her, I felt that she was very soft and weak.
我一直一直在观察。
And I kept inspecting.
然后我们到 emergency room 的时候，因为那个护士说只有一个人能够进去里面陪她。
And when we arrived at the emergency room, the nurse said that she can only be accompanied by one person.
然后那时候我就跟 Amy 两个说，我们两个进去陪李姐妹。
And at that point, I said to Sister Lynn that
跟 Amy 说，我们两个进去陪李姐妹。
And I said to Sister Lynn that we should both go in to accompany Sister Lynn.
然后在医生
Sister Lee.
Yeah, 那在李姐妹在 Doctor 来之前，李姐妹她突然眼本来很。但很悲伤的说，他眼睛，他突然笑起来，这样子，我好幸福哦。
And all of a sudden, Sister Lee smiled, a very odd smile, and said, I'm so fortunate.
而且还讲到我好快乐啊。
And said, I'm so happy.
那我就觉得我跟 Amy 两个看看对方，我在想，可能是因为我们陪她进来，她觉得有姐妹陪她，她觉得说，啊，这个有属灵的同伴真是幸福又快乐。
And I thought, and I said to sister, and I thought to sister, said, 说还是
啊，
你说。
And
Sister Amy and I thought that maybe she was saying these things because she felt very fortunate and very happy that she had two sisters accompanying her.
然后那时候有一个医护人员进来，就是要问她出生年月日。Date of birth. 那时候。
And at that point, there was a hospital worker that came in to ask her her date of birth.
然后呢，他就眼睛一直眨眨眨眨眨眨，然后他那个眨的速度不是我们一般人眨，而是眨的非常非常非常的快。
And she kept blinking, and it wasn't blinking at a normal person's pace, but at a very irregular speed.
然后她没有办法讲，然后过了很久之后才讲她的 date of birth.
And she wasn't able to speak, and it wasn't until after a very long time that she was able to say her date of birth.
那我跟 Amy 两个都互看，我都觉得心里难过，就说我心里的第一个想法是，她怎么是老人痴呆症呢？因为连自己的出生年月日她没有办法这样讲。
And Sister Amy and I were both very concerned, and we thought it was very strange that she couldn't even remember her own date of birth.
这时候那个 Ricky 在那个地方，我问 Ricky 说，他以前有没有这个样子
？And at this point, I asked Brother Ricky whether he had ever seen anything like this before with her.
Ricky 说没有啊，他一直都是很正常啊。
And Ricky said no, she's always been very normal.
所以他医护人员又问他。其他的一些情况，然后他就是呆呆的看他，然后眼睛眨眨眨眨眨眨，然后过了很久才又回答。
And when the hospital worker asked Sister Lee more questions, she kept reacting the same way. She would blink very, very quickly and not respond until much later.
我那时心里非常的难过，但是除难过之余，我就跟那个 Amy 会谈说，有没有人带圣经？有没有人带圣经？
And I was very distraught when I saw this, and so I asked Sister Amy if anyone had brought a Bible.
我说我读圣经给你听好不好？我跟你姐妹说。
And I said to Sister Lee, "Can I read the Bible for you?"
但是我们没有人带圣经。
But no one had brought a Bible.
所以我就跟你姐妹讲说，那我念圣经给你听好不好
？So I said to Sister Lee, "How would you feel if I read the Bible to you?"
她还是一样这样子对着我笑这样。
And she kept smiling at me.
我就说我来念诗篇二十三篇，我就因为也很紧张，而且那时候刚背，所以我也念得结结巴巴的。
And I said, okay, I'll recite Psalm 23 to you. And at that point, I was very nervous and had just recently memorized it, so I was it was a little.
我还记得我念第一句耶和华是我的牧者，他，我还念不到第二句的时候，因为我结结巴巴，然后我就看见他眼睛眨眨眨，然后身体就开始震震震震震震震这样子。
And right when I said the Lord is my shepherd, she started reacting and flailing her arms.
然后我就知道不对，我就说奉主之圣名出来出来出来，我就照着那时候在梦里面的那样子在。
And so I said, just as I had in my dream 2 weeks earlier, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out.
那 Amy 也在旁边一直祷告。
And Amy was on the side praying.
她本来是抽筋，然后她的症状是变成做鬼脸。
And then Sister Lee's face started contorting.
我现在才知道什么叫做鬼脸，她的舌头是伸得很长的，然后这样子眼睛在哎这样子。
She stuck out her tongue and her face was contorted.
一直这样对我这样一直挤眉弄眼，然后一直伸着做鬼脸。
And she kept making strange faces.
那因为我还有 Amy 还有那个迪迪兄，然后不 Ricky， 所以我就说赶快叫他们，外面还有两个，就是明婷弟兄跟我先生，赶快把他们叫进来，我们要赶快赶撒旦。
And at that point, the only people in the room were Sister Lee, me, Amy, Ricky.
而且我记得那时候我看着很凶的眼睛，看着李姐妹的眼睛，我说奉主的圣名出来，你怎么可以这样欺负我们的姐妹？出来，出来！这样子。
And so I started to cast out Satan, and we also asked the other two brothers to join us in the room.
然后他就一直看着我，一直看着我。
And Sister Lee kept looking at me.
那因为我站在一边 ，Ricky 站在另外一边。
And I was standing on one side of her, and Ricky was standing on the other side.
那 Amy 就叫两个弟兄进来。
And Amy asked the other two brothers to come in.
我还记得那时候李姐妹看了我之后就往 转一边告诉 Ricky 说我不喜欢他，他好凶哦。
And then Sister Lee turned to her husband and said, I don't like this woman, she's so mean.
然后他们几个进来，我记得 Anthony 也在那个地方，因为我怕小孩子害怕，我叫小孩子在最床底那个地方，他看我们围起来，所以他知道什么状况，但是我还好，我感谢神，我儿子看不见。
And my son Anthony was also there in the room, but fortunately we were able to shield him from seeing it.
那我们就开始祷告，祷告。
And we started to pray.
也奉主的圣名赶撒旦。
And we said, in the name of Jesus Christ, cast Satan out.
然后那时候我后来我儿子告诉我说，那个电脑仪器那个心跳跑到200左右。
And at that point, her heart was racing at over 200 beats a minute.
然后他的身体就像以前的大法师那一部电影，他就躺着，然后身体就这样一直就是呈45度的这样起来这样子。
And her body was at a 45-degree angle, and she was convulsing.
继续做鬼脸这样子。
And her face was contorted, and she was making.
我们祷告声音非常非常的大声。
And we were praying very, very loudly.
我还问林明廷弟兄说，我们可不可以按手？可不可以按手
？And I asked Brother Thomas Lin whether it would be appropriate for us to lay hand on her.
那个林弟兄还说不行，不行，不行。
And Brother Lin said, "No, no, we should not."
但是他还是伸着他的手对着他的额头，哈利路亚，
But,
一直在那边哈利路亚，哈利路亚，一直对他的手，但没有碰到他的额头这样子。
He didn't touch her head, but he did wave his hand towards her and say hallelujah.
哦，那这样子整个过程，直到护士进来说你们好吵哦，这样子。
And then the nurse came in and said, "You're making so much noise."
护士说你们再这么吵，你们全部都要出去了。
And the nurse said, "If you're going to continue to make so much noise, then I'm going to ask all of you to leave."
所以我们又小小声，可是你知道在赶撒旦的那个过程，声音又非常的壮，然后他的床就一直在震动，一直在震动。
So we tried to be quieter, but while casting out a demon, it gets very loud, and her entire bed was shaking.
然后这时候，那个护士又在进来说，你们全部都出去，太大声了。
And then the nurse came in and said, "You guys are too loud. You must leave."
所以我们也没有选择，我们就必须要出来。
So we had no choice, so we had to leave.
这时候，李姐妹就告诉我们说，她走了。
And at this point, Sister Lee said, "He's gone."
Sure, 我不知道，就是那我后来 Amy 姐妹就问说，他什么时候来，你知不知道
？And at this point, Sister Amy asked, "Do you know when he came?"
李姐妹说不知道。
Sister Lee said no.
那他什么时候走，你怎么会知道
？And then so we asked, "Then how do you know when he left?"
那这是最后一个过程，我们就被赶到那个。Emergency room 外面的 waiting room 那个地方。
And then we were asked to go to the waiting room area of the emergency room.
那此时我们赶快打个电话给高执事跟高执事娘。
And so we called Deacon Cao and his wife.
在我后来到外面，我觉得我好虚弱，那时候才觉得是要去洗手间的时候，才发觉我好害怕。
And then I realized that I was very scared.
我发觉在帮他赶鬼的时候，我觉得。眼目就对那鬼很凶，可是为什么去洗手间的时候我都好害怕。
And I realized that I was being very stern on the outside, but I was really very scared.
一本回到家晚上要去上洗手间的时候，我都把我先生叫醒，哎，我要去上洗手间，你陪我去好不好？
Even at night, when we got home, I asked my husband to accompany me to the bathroom because I was so scared.
那时候我跟林明婷他们夫妻，我们就在想说这个鬼可能还会再回来。
And I and brother and sister Lin thought that this demon might return.
所以我他告诉我们说，千万不要一个人姐妹去他家，万一他被魔鬼附身，拿一个菜刀把你砍砍砍，你怎么样死了你都不知道。
And so we thought that going forward we should never visit Sister Lee alone in case of things.That could happen.
所以我们一定要两个人，至少有两个姐妹以上去。
And so, we thought that it would be best to always go in pairs.
然后大概再过，我忘记是过一两天还是两三天的时候，他第二次那个鬼又回来了。
And so, after a few days passed, the demon did indeed return.
所以那时候我跟 Amy 也去，然后那时候蔡姐妹也去。
At that point, Sister Amy Lin and I and Sister Tai went to visit Sister Lee.
那时候刚开始我们有点在查经，然后后来稍微查了一段圣经之后， 我发觉 sister 又开始、啊、就是那样子的一个表情，我就我心里又在想他可能又怪怪的这样子。
We were in the middle of Bible study when Sister Lee started to act out of character again.
啊，那时候 Brother Lee 还没有回来，因为他可能是差不多，他那时候还没有早上时间 ，Brother Lee 大概是差不多可能将近中午的时间回来吧。那时候是我跟蔡姐妹，应该是我跟蔡姐妹，那时候 Amy 没有来。
Actually, it was just me and Sister Tai. Amy had not yet arrived.
然后我们就一直鼓励她，一直读圣经，一直陪着她，一直读圣经，一直读圣经。
And so we kept encouraging Sister Lee to continue reading the Bible.
同时，我们家把那个圣诗电视，那个他有那个圣诗卡拉 OK 打开了，我们就一直唱圣诗，一直唱圣诗。
And we asked her to turn on the hymnal music she had so that we could keep singing hymns.
然后后来，大概 Brother Lee 后来没多久就回来了。
And after not too long, Brother Lee returned home.
那这时候我跟蔡姐妹，我就在想说，为什么会这个样子？难道他们家不干净的东西吗
？And then I thought, Sister Tai and I thought, is there something unclean in their home that's causing this?
所以我们就从他的那个餐厅一直走到他那个 living room， 就是平常我们茶经的地方。
So we kept walking, from their kitchen to their living room where we usually hold the Bible studies.
那蔡姐妹看到。有一个一个像花瓶的，一个像一个瓮，那个是一个很漂亮的艺术品。
And we, Sister Tai noticed that there was a very beautiful vase in the living room.
然后他那时候就告诉我说，这个吼、哦、看起来很像是台湾人吼、哦、装那个骨头的东西。
And she said this vase looks a lot like a Chinese urn.
那我们在那个。东西在那个地方好几年，我每次都看见，但是没有什么特别的感觉。
And we've been to their home many, many times for many years, and I've noticed this vase, but I've never thought anything in particular about it.
那个 Ricky 也讲说，走到那里说，这个应该不是，因为这个已经在那里好几年了。
And Ricky also said, it shouldn't be anything to be worried about because this has been here for many years.
哎，讲到这时候的时候，我不知道丽姐妹从什么时候从那个餐厅走到那个。living room， 然后看见我们在整那个瓮，他身上又开始这样子在那个抽筋了。
And then Sister Lee walked into the living room and saw us all looking at the vase, and she started convulsing again and flailing her arms.
我就跟弟兄群众讲说，这个东西不干净，赶快拿走。
And so I said to Brother Lee, this thing is unclean. Let's get rid of it.
然后那个一方面也打个电话，赶快给周传道，他们赶快过来，请他们赶过来。
And then we called Pastor Cho and asked him to come over.
然后我记得那时候弟姐妹她还跟我讲说，后来我们坐到那个 family room 的时候，我坐在旁边，她告诉我说，那个好贵的，那个很好的，你不要丢掉它的。
And then Sister Lee said to me, "Oh, that's a very beautiful vase. It's very expensive. You shouldn't throw it out."
我就跟他说，我说奉主的圣名住口。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come out."
你知道他的表情像一个做错事的孩子一样，一听到我讲这个话，他就开始这样子。
And then Sister Lee reacted like a child that had been scolded.
那没有多久，他又告诉我说。这个我好舍不得的，你可以把它送到好远好远的地方去。
And then Sister Lee said, "I can't bear to part with this vase."
那我还是一样，奉主的圣名叫他安静。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, be silent."
我在那时候才发觉，原来神的名这么的 powerful， 因为我只要每次奉主的圣名叫他做什么事，他就会去做，然后那个动作感觉像一个孩子一样，很害怕，很害怕。
And it was then that I realized how powerful the name of Jesus Christ is, because every time I said in the name of Jesus Christ, she would calm down and do as I said.
她有一次还坐到她那时候坐旁边的时候，她还丝丝窃笑，告诉我说：“主耶稣来了，主耶稣来了，你看她穿着白色衣服，主耶稣来了，这样子。”
And she even once spoke in a voice like a child that said, "Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming."
我还是一样奉主的圣名，安静。
And I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, be silent."
那她又不敢讲了。
And then she didn't speak.
其实我就是由她的眼神哈去看去判断，因为有时候会清醒，有时候不是她讲，所以我由她的眼神。像我觉得她刚刚说主耶稣在前面，她那个眼神不是很敬虔的，而是她那种窃笑。好像有点挑衅那种眼神，所以 我觉得那个不是他的，所以我这样在讲的时候，奉主是生命的时候，只要安静的时候，他就非常的安静这样子。
And I could tell by her expression when it was her speaking and when it was another spirit speaking because her expression would be very different.
在那时候，他把那个古董呢，就放到车库里面去。
And then we took the antique vase and moved it into the garage.
可是我觉得李姐妹的精神状况还不是很好。
But we felt that Sister Lee was not normal yet.
我说还有没有其他东西？我们又跑去那个 living room， 我们又跑去那个客厅那边再去看一看。
And we looked around the living room to see if there was anything else that was not right.
然后他那个地方有一个放渔夫的一个雕像，蛮高的，大概反正蛮高的一个雕像。
There's a sculpture in their living room.
那个是瓦德利说，这个是一个朋友从印尼送来的，拿来给他们的，已经至少有好几年了，应该不是那个东西。
And Brother Lee said that it was a gift from Indonesia.
他说是艺术品店买的，人家朋友送的这样子。
They said it's a gift from a friend. That it's just a piece of artwork.
可是很奇怪，那时候这个李姐妹她又走那个地方，一讲到这个东西的时候，她又开始又很不，又开始啦啦啦啦啦啦，开始不对了。
But then when Sister Lee approached that sculpture, she once again started behaving strangely and was convulsing and flailing her arms.
我们还是赶把那个东西放到那个车库里面。
And so we got rid of that sculpture and moved it into the garage.
然后后来周传道来了。
And then Pastor Cho arrived.
然后周传道来的时候，一直叫李姐妹坐下，李姐妹坐下。
And when Pastor Cho arrived, he said, "Sister Lee, please sit down. Sister Lee, please sit down."
然后后来，可是她就一直都站在那个地方。
But she kept standing in that area where the sculpture had been.
后来她是奉主耶稣圣名叫她坐下的时候，她才开始，本来是硬硬的，然后就肯定要奉主圣名坐下时就开始。那就很害怕，就这样坐下来。
And then finally, after several times of saying in the name of Jesus Christ, sit down, she timidly sat down.
我们就开始有一段的对话。
And we spoke to her for a little while.
我就说奉主的圣名说你住哪里。
And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, say where you live.
然后她就讲说印尼。
And she said Indonesia.
我说奉主圣名你住哪里。
I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, say where you live.
印尼。
And she said, Indonesia.
我就说，你在这个房子里面住哪里？
And I said, in this house, where do you live?
她说，我不告诉你。
And she said, I won't tell you.
然后那时候，然后我们就问她说，奉主圣名，你们有多少个人？多少个在这里面？
And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, how many people live here?
他说：“我们好多好多耶。”
And she said, "There are many, many of us."
你怕吗？你怕吗？
Are you afraid? Are you afraid?
那 Amy 姐妹就讲说：“靠着主耶稣，我们不怕。”
And Sister Amy replied, "We rely on Jesus. We are not afraid."
我又在问他：“你们这个里面有多少个在这个房子里面？”
And I said, "In this house, how many of there are you?"
他说有十几个。
She said, "There are over 10 of us."
我说：“你为什么要来住在这个？为什么要来这个地方搅扰他们？”
And I asked, how come you want to live here and bother them?
他说我当然要来打搅他们啊。
And the voice replied, of course I want to bother them.
他们做圣工，打电话安慰人，出去探访人，他不跟我们一伙的，我当然要打搅他们。他们做这些事情都让我非常的生气。
They do so much holy work and that angers us, so of course we want to bother them.
他讲这个话的时候，其实我听起来蛮伤心的。
And when I heard this, I was very sad.
因为我，但是我一方面我也是很高兴，因为我们知道正的跟邪的是势不两立，但是我一方面也蛮伤心，就是因为他做的就是一些圣功，然后让魔鬼也很想要欺负他。
I was both sad and happy. Happy because this lets us know what's good and what's right, and the forces that are good and evil. But I was sad because they were getting targeted because of the good works they had done.
后来周传道就叫我们唱诗，然后我们李姐妹跪下，那就帮他奉主圣名赶撒旦这样子。
And then Pastor Cho cast Satan out in the name of Jesus Christ.
你就可以感觉李姐妹那时候是在挣扎。
And we could feel at that time that Sister Cho was in a struggle.
我也不知道什么周传道大概可以知道，有时候他就按手在他头上，有时候又不能按。
Preacher Cho, when he was casting out the demon, sometimes he could lay hand on her, but sometimes he could not.
我也会看他的眼神，有时候眼睛就这样绕来绕去，那有时候又是他很虔诚的一个眼神，变来变去的这两个眼神变来变去。
Sister Lee's expression kept changing. Sometimes it was very normal, and sometimes it was very abnormal.
后来，那个又后来又有肯迪跟他妈妈来了，所以后来我就先走了。
And then Sister Yang and her mother arrived.
哦，在这个之前呢，我很对不起哦，那个那时候因为听到十几个，我就带着弟姐妹说家里有不干净的东西，赶快除掉，所以看到这个也除掉，那个除掉，把他家里所有东西几乎都把它收了起来，因为我想要十几个妈妈，也不晓得有什么是就是觉得把它很珍贵的东西都把它除掉这样子。
Backtracking a bit, when I asked Sister Lee.Or when I asked the voice that was in Sister Lee how many of them were living in the house, and it responded that there were more than 10 of them. After that, we started gathering all the other unclean things in their house and destroyed them.
然后再过几天，大概是第三次我再去他家的时候，他打电话告诉你说 ，Olivia， 我好害怕，你赶快可不赶快过来？
And a few days later, I went back to her house because Sister Lee called and said that she was very scared.
啊，那时候。他也打电话给蔡姐妹，所以那时候我跟我先讲说，因为蔡姐妹说她可能晚一点过去，但是我知道弟姐妹她需要帮忙，我跟我先生讲说，我跟蔡弟兄讲说，我们赶快一起过去吧，因为我不敢一个人去。
And I didn't want to go alone, so I asked my husband to go with me.
所以我们两个就先去了。
So we went together.
没多久，蔡姐妹来了。
And after not too long, Sister Tai also arrived.
然后我们就一起祷告。
And we kept praying.
然后祷告的时候，我就发觉。他好害怕，因为蔡姐妹在前面祷告，我站在蔡姐，我坐在跪着在蔡姐妹后面，我陈弟兄在我旁边，然后李姐妹祷告的时候就一直跪着，然后抱着我的手这样子，抱着我的手这样子。
And while we were praying, Sister Tai was in front, I was in the middle, my husband was beside me, and Sister Lee seemed to be very frightened, so she was clutching onto my arm.
然后告诉我说要来了，要来了，要来了。
And she said, "It's coming, it's coming."
但是没办法，我们只能继续祷告。
But we didn't know what else to do but continue praying.
没多久，她就躺在地上昏迷不醒。
And after not too long, she passed out and was unconscious on the floor.
我看到这个，我就趴着对着她的脸，放逐着圣灵，出来，出来，出来。
And I looked at her and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come out."
然后她的眼睛突然就打开了。
And then her eyes opened.
我们又赶快背，赶快又赶快站起来，又继续祷告。
And we continued.
跪下又继续祷告，然后没多久，那个可能Ricky 又来了。
And after not too long, Ricky came.
那时候那个李姐妹跟我讲说，她好害怕，有一些东西叫我帮她除掉。
And Sister Lee said she was very scared. And she said to please get rid of one more thing.
是什么东西？她带我们去地下室去看。
We didn't know what it was, so she brought us to the basement.
全都是别的教会的录影带，别的教会的录影带，还有那个录音带，还有很多别的教会的书籍。
There were old tapes and books and videos from other churches.
那时候弟姐妹跟我讲说，她有一阵子她就一直想要听别的教的话，珍珠教会到底传道讲到的，她没有办法听进去。
And it was then that Sister Lee told us that she sometimes had urges to listen to sermons from other churches, and that she couldn't concentrate when she listened to sermons here.
那看到那个东西，她说我好怕那些东西，你赶快把它拿掉。
And then she said, "I'm very scared. Please get rid of those."
这个就好像那时候我们第二次在大家家里除那些其他东西的时候，她也是，就是那种感觉叫就是很害怕。
And she was reacting the same way she had reacted the second time we had gone to her house to throw out unclean objects.
我那时候才觉得说，哦，原来别的教会的道理、书籍、录影带是不能随便乱看、随便乱听的。
And it was then that I realized that when we're listening to sermons from other churches or reading their literature, we have to be very careful.
所以我们就把那些东西都清一清，赶快拿到外面去。
So then we got rid of those things and brought them outside.
那这时候李弟兄他那时候也回来了。
And then Brother Lee arrived home.
那他回来之后，我们把那些东西，我说这些东西是不是后来我们拿到我们的我们放到我们车子里面， 好，然后我们弄到工厂，放到工厂的 dumpster 这样丢掉，奉主圣名这样把那些东西，外教会的东西、书籍、录音带全部都丢掉。
And we brought those things into our car and then moved them to the industrial dumpster and got rid of them.
我还在想这个事情，我还不想要多久。
And I was thinking, I don't know how much longer this is going to last.
因为后来在年底的时候，没多久我们就全家一起回台湾了。
Because after a few months later, our entire family returned to Taiwan for a trip.
没想到回来的时候他好了。
And when we came back, Sister Lee was well.
她告诉我说，我可以跟你们一起探访了。
And Sister Lee said, can I come out with you guys to go visiting members?
我还在想她，想想，我还在观察她，看是真的出自于她的口里面了，还是那个魔鬼又在骗人。
And when I was speaking to her, I was a little skeptical. I wanted to make sure it really was Sister Lee.
哎，可是那个眼神就是李姐妹的眼神。
But her expression really was the expression of Sister Lee.
他就告诉我说，神一天之内就医好她了。
And so God really had healed her.
他说他早上七点多起来，是不是？啊，这个这张留给他讲。
So when I was in the emergency room, I just just round up some of the missing pieces.
所以就是刚刚有谈到我在急诊室的时候啊，那些是我不知道的一些事情。
At that time, you know, when the evil spirit was in me, you know, I felt that I couldn't control my my language. I couldn't speak whenever I want to.
当魔鬼的灵在控制我的时候呢，我没办法讲我想要讲的话。
And I thought I had a stroke, you know. And how come I couldn't speak whatever my head wants me to say, you know?
那时候我以为是说我中风了，因为我头脑所想的我没办法讲出来。
So you know, the devil didn't want to leave my house, so it was like four or five times, you know, I was possessing by the devil.
那魔鬼的灵不愿意离开我家，大概有四五次，魔鬼一直缠绕着我。
So during that time, you know, there was a lot of fear and confusion in my house.
所以在那个段时间呢，在我家里面有很多的恐惧，还有迷惑。
And one time, the devil even went to Ronald, and he just said, "Oh, let me sleep, get away, you know, go away, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ."
有一次魔鬼甚至去打扰 Ronald， 那 Ronald 就说。奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦我要睡觉。
So, but I learned a couple of lessons from this possession.
但是呢，由于这些事件呢，让我学到一些教训。
And before I was very afraid, to pray in tongue alone or being alone in the house.
在这之前呢，我非常害怕自己在家里祷告，甚至用灵言祷告。
And now I knew that the name of the Lord is so powerful, you know, I can cast out the devil.
现在我知道说奉主耶稣圣名是非常有力量的，我可以赶撒旦。
And I hope you know, I know this notion, but you know, but I think my faith has increased.
我想呢，我的信心就因此增加了。
And many material things have been thrown away.
有很多物质的东西被丢掉了。
And but I lost interest in these material things because I figure out, you know, If I die, you know, I can't bring them with me.
这些物质上的东西呢，事实上对我是已经没有兴趣了，因为我想说，如果我离世的话，这些我也带不走。
And before I used to love these material things, and now I, you know, my kids probably don't even want them. I don't even want that many things anymore. I lost a lot of interest in it.
现在呢，我对这些装饰物质上的东西已经没有兴趣，我想说，我的小孩子也可能不需要他们。
And at that time, one time, I was on the Chinese herbs, and Deacon Gao came, and then we threw away all the Chinese herbs. So as if God wanted me not to depend on medication.
那时候我还在吃中药的时候，有一次高执事来，那我们把我所吃的中药全部丢掉，因为神不要我依靠这些药物。
And all those tapes from the other church was given to me, you know, I just put it in my house, you know. And I didn't know that, you know, God wanted me to preserve the truth in our church.
那一些外教会的的录影带呢，是别人给我的，我就把它放在家里面，我不晓得说神仍然要我们保持纯正的道理。
So now when I come to church, you know, it's like I'm very attentive to our truth, and that's like the only thing I listen to.
所以现在当我来教会的时候，我非常认真的来聆听正道。
And then God healed me very fast. You know, it's like in a very short time, in a few days.
在几天之内呢，神很快的就医治我了。
And one morning, I said to my husband, it seems like I don't have to sleep so much, you know.
有一天早上，我就跟我先生讲说，我好像不需要睡那么多了。
And then in a few days, I don't even have to sleep in the afternoon.
啊，在几天之后，我甚至下午也不需要睡觉了。
And I wake up at like 7 in the morning, and until 11 o'clock, I was like totally awake.
啊，我早上七点起来，一直到晚上十一点，我精神都很好。
And the Holy Spirit returned to me very strong.
那圣灵呢？啊，我又重新有得到圣灵。啊，觉得非常的有力量。
And I spoke in tongue very loud.
我啊，能够用灵言啊祷告啊，非常大声。
And I was able to quit all my medication.
我能够一下子就不需要来吃所有的药物。
Many people said when they were on tranquilizer, it's like for the rest of their life they couldn't quit.
很多人如果一直吃镇定剂的话，就要吃了一辈子，不能马上停止。
So these are some of the blessings that God has given me.
所以这是神所赐给我的恩典。
And then my daughter got married, as everybody knew.
然后我的女儿结婚了。
And then I prayed to God, what I'm going to do with all this time.
啊，然后我向神祷告说，啊，剩下这些时间我要做什么呢？
And God gave me a part-time job, which is only 5 minutes away from my house.
啊，神赐给我一个临时啊办公的工作，大概只离我家啊5分钟的车程。
And I haven't worked for 4 years.
大概有4年的时间我已经没工作。
And according to the statistic, you know, if you didn't work for 1 year, only 10% of the people would go back to the work field.
根据统计资料的话，你如果一年没有工作的话呢，大概只有 10% 的人可以回去工作。
And when I went over the interview, the doctor asked me, you know, can you give me a reference from your previous job?
当我去应征的时候，这医生问我说，我能够从你以前的工作拿到一些参考的资料吗？
And I thought, you know, my previous head nurse probably have left the work field.
我在想说我之前的医院的主管大概也离开了。
And thank God, you know, she was still there, and then they hired me on the same day.
感谢神，那他主管还在，那就同一天他们就又聘雇了我。
And God has answered my prayer. My husband was has agreed to pay the full tithes ever since I was sick at 2001.
神也垂听了我的祷告，我先生同意说能够完全的来奉献十一捐。
So、
自从三年多前我生病之后。
So these are some of the lessons I learned from the whole experience.
所以这就是从这些事件我所学到的教训。
And many times I try to understand what has happened to me.
很多次我尝试了解我所经历的这些事。
And no matter how much I think about, I couldn't understand at all.
不管我如何努力的回想，我还是没办法了解。
I got sick so fast, and I got well so fast.
我很快的就生病，很快的就得到医治。
So I just understand this verse in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight."
所以让我想到箴言三章。第五节说，不要依靠自己的聪明智慧，要全心的依靠神。
And then I learned that I don't look at the things, a lot of things very seriously anymore.
也让我学习到说，对很多事情我也不把它看成那么重要了。
Because I have almost died and I was so sick.
因为我几乎面临死亡，我生病很严重。
And then I face many losses and disappointment in life, but then I look at it, it's like, you know, it doesn't bother me that much anymore.
那我回想过去生命有很多的事情，很多的损失，所以这一些对我来讲，我并不在意的。
In everybody's life, we will meet a lot of losses and disappointment, and but it used to bother me a lot, but now I look at it like, you know, such horrible thing has happened to me, so nothing is so serious anymore.
在以前的话，如果回想到过去有一些失败或损失的话呢，会觉得心里非常不舒服。但是现在我回想起来这些事，已经不会再打扰我了。
And then I learned that life is very fragile.
那我也学习到说我们生命非常的脆弱。
And I really learned humility.
那我也学习到谦虚。
And God has answered my prayers.
神也垂听我的祷告。
So now whenever I feel anything that is my own power, I remember I have went through a very serious tribulation.
啊，所以如果现在遇到任何事情，我会先回想到我曾经历过啊这么大的困难。
So I wouldn't put the glory on myself.
所以我不会荣耀自己。
Because I knew that God can take away my life in one breath.
啊，因为我知道神可以在一下之间把我生命拿走。
And then I learned I have to keep His commandment.
我也学习到说需要守神的诫命。
Because when you are very sick and when you are in big trials.
啊，当你生病很严重的时候。
Your whole heart is different because at that time you will be very, you will repent and repent. And I didn't want to save so many things to have to repent, you know, in my last breath.
啊，你的心里面会一直的向神啊来求悔改啊忏悔。
Because when everything is smooth, you are very proud, and then you will kind of like, oh, you know, I can do anything I want, you know.
如果凡事顺利的话，你会觉得很骄傲，你会觉得我可以做任何的事情。
But if one day if something has happened, like if a sickness has hit you, your whole heart becomes very very fragile.
啊，如果有一天当你生很严重的病的时候，你的心情会变得非常的脆弱。
So I rather keep my commandment because when sickness hit me again or if any trial hit me again.
啊，所以如果是说有任何的病痛啊或者试炼啊临到我的话。
At that time I don't want to have a lot of things to regret in my life.
在那时候我不希望呢啊我会有很多的啊后悔。
So now I rather forgive people and I rather do the best I can to other people.If other people didn't treat me right, and I rather it be that way.
啊，所以目前呢，我就宁愿目前来啊原谅别人啊对别人好啊，不希望以后再来悔改。
So another thing I learned is that I have this joy to serve the Lord.
啊，另外我学到就是说在服侍神当中的喜乐。
Because like back then I couldn't stand and I couldn't walk for a few years.
啊，在那几年当中，我没办法站立，没办法走路。
And now I could cook for the church. This month I assigned myself 4 times to cook for the church.
啊，但现在呢，我可以为教会来准备饭食。这个月啊，我煮了4餐。
You have no idea how joyful I am every time when I can stand in that kitchen to do anything for the Lord.
啊。大家不知道说，当我能够站在厨房那边准备饭食的时候，我心里有多喜乐。
Because when you are sick, even if you want to do something for the Lord, it's too late already.
但因为当你很生病、很严重的时候，你想要为神做任何事情都不能。
And I really give all glory to Jesus because He has answered for all my disappointment and all my losses and all the things that has happened in my life.
我将一切荣耀归于天上的真神，因为他垂听了我的祷告。
Because in everything that that I have no answer or upset or everything, when I look at Jesus, I have an answer in everything.
因为如果困扰我没办法得到答案的事情呢，当我仰望耶稣的时候，都得到解决。
And today I could stand here to testify, it is God's grace.
那今天我能够站在这里来做见证，这是神的恩典。
Because when I was very sick, I promised the Lord, I said, if you would heal me, I would stand up and testify for you.
啊，因为当我生病很严重的时候，我向神说，如果你医治我，我一定会为你做见证。
And a couple of months ago, I was even worried that I couldn't even stand this long to testify.
在几个月前，我甚至担心说我没办法站这么久来做见证。
And now I can even work in my workplace from 8:30 to 6 o'clock at night.
啊，现在我甚至能够从8:30到6:30，在我工作当中能够站着工作。
So today God allowed me to glorify His holy name, and I really give all thanks unto Him.
啊，所以呢，啊，神让我今天能够在这边做见证，愿将一切颂赞荣耀归于神。
阿门。
这是个很长的故事。 还有教会的工人信心、耐心、爱心等等。
But it also tested and tried the faith, the love, the patience, and of the brothers and sisters.
尤其啊，小弟刚刚我注目我们伊丽莎白教会。
This happened when I had just joined the Elizabeth Church.
在去年九月份啊，那个安息日，小弟哦下午聚完会就要赶到北卡去了。
And I was supposed to go to North Carolina at that afternoon.
李姐妹来找小弟，说她一直想要死，她不想活了。
And Sister Lee came up to me and said that she wanted to die, that she didn't want to continue living.
我对李姐妹啊，那个直接的了解就是她是个病人。
And my feeling towards Sister Lee at that point was that she was someone who was not well.
所以我啊，趁着还在会前领事的时候，我啊跟李姐妹到这个图书馆去祷告。
And so during the hymnal session, I was praying with Sister Lee in the prayer room.
那一般啊，在帮助病人祷告，当然是按手，然后奉神的名医治他。怜悯他，帮助他。
And normally with people who are sick, when we pray for them, we lay hands on them and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, may Christ make you well.
但是那一次的祷告很不一样。
But that time the prayer was very different.
就如同李姐妹刚刚的见证，我一开口就是奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦，我自己也很讶异啊。
That time the prayer was very different because the moment I opened my mouth, I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, cast out Satan.
我把这件事情放在心里。
And I kept thinking about this matter.
因为赶着要到这个机场去啊，但心里一直觉得说会有事情发生。
Because I was rushing to go to the airport, but I had a feeling that something was about to happen.
果然在北卡我就接到教会打过去的电话。
And when I arrived in North Carolina, I received a message from the church.
他们就是刚刚这个翁姐妹 Olivia 姐妹所见证的那一段。
And it was a message about what Sister Olivia just testified about.
直到小弟回来到李姐妹家。
And so when I returned, I went to Sister Lee's house.
刚刚在见证里头有谈到。
And we discussed the details during the testimony.
其实事后整个回想起来，其实这是神给我们教会的工人也好弟兄姐妹也好很多的训练。
And when I look back at this entire matter, I see that it was a test for the church.
所以后来在支务会小弟做了报告整个李姐妹的这个 case 由支务会接手。
And so during the council meeting, we discussed this matter about Sister Lee.
弟兄姐妹只要帮助祷告。
And the brothers and sisters were told to pray for her.
因为在这个灵界的征战当中有很多我们要注意的地方。
Because in these matters of spiritual warfare, we have to be careful.
包含犯邪的人不能够按手，要斥责。
We have to be very careful, especially with matters such as laying hands on those who are possessed by demons.
然后才可以看他这个魔鬼出去之后，再帮助按手祷告。
We can only lay hands on them after the Satan has left.
还有关于那些工艺品的东西。
And we also have to be careful about arts and antiques.
哪一些是跟宗教信仰有关系的？哪一些是一般的工艺品
？Which are normal works of art, and which are works of art which have spiritual significance?
其实跟刚刚 Olivia 的见证说的一样，其实很多丢掉的都不是的都没有关系的。
For example, as Sister Olivia just testified, many of the things we threw out may not have been related to religion.
事后也有人打电话来问小弟 说那个是我送给他，是在公益品店买，应该没有关系吧。
And afterwards, there were even some brothers and sisters who called and said, oh, that was something I gave them as a gift. It was really just the gift of art.
其实犯邪的人真真假假，假假真真，讲的话不一定能够相信。
And so when we're listening to the words that are spoken by someone who's possessed by demons, we have to be very careful because some of the things they say are true and some of the things they say are false.
哦，不过这一部分小弟个人认为这是给你姐妹，哦，她个人的一个教导。
But I personally feel that this matter was a personal lesson for Sister Lee.
哦，如同你姐妹她刚刚所见证她学会的这个功课，她觉得那些通通不重要了。
Because Sister Lee learned from this that she no longer loves those things of the world.
家庭的布置跟装饰，哦，可以美化我们居住的环境，哦，跟气氛没有错。
It's true that decorations and art can enhance, the environment we live in at home.
但是如果变成一种负担，一种捆绑，非得要怎么样的装饰，摆设什么样的东西，那，哦，就等于爱这些胜过爱耶稣了。
But if it becomes a burden or a shackle, in the sense that we think about it all the time, then it becomes more important than Christ.
哦，所以啊，在这一部分，哦，小弟认为这是主耶稣给你姐妹他们个人的教导。
And so here I feel that this was a lesson, a personal lesson for Sister Lee.
哦，我们弟兄姐妹也不要疑神疑鬼哈，哦，那看到这个也觉得怪怪，那个也怪怪的哈，哦，变成就是草木皆兵了哈。
And so we shouldn't be overly paranoid about this matter. That is, we shouldn't go home and think, oh, this object looks a little weird to me, and that object looks a little funny.
重要的就是一个原则。
The important thing is the standard.
这个工艺品很贵，很宝贵，但是如果我觉得它，哦，跟偶像、跟其他的宗教有关系，我宁可不要，我有这样的信心，我有这样的舍得，那你就超过，哦，超越了这个试探。
That is to say, if you have the faith to say that you look at a very valuable object, but you know that it's related to that is related to evil things, then you have the faith to throw it out. Then you have overcome.
我宁愿有耶稣，我不要这个。
I would rather have Jesus than this object.
哦，神要的就是我们这一颗专爱他的心呢。
This is what God wants of us.
胜过一切哈。有形的无形的都好。
So that we can overcome all, whether it's material or spiritual.
哦，那后面的啊，关于除掉请外教会的这些书籍录影带。
And the latter half about disposing of the literature and sermon tapes of the other churches.
这一部分小弟认为是对我们所有的弟兄姐妹的教导。
I feel that this is a teaching for all of us.
哦，其他基督教会，他们有他们的教义，有他们的信条，有他们的神观。
Other Christian religions have their doctrines and their beliefs.
哦，不一定，哦，符合圣经。有的些是神这个西方哲学的一个遗传，或者是，哦，这个混杂着，哦，这个西方的这个传统的民俗在里头的。
They are not necessarily the truth. They may be mixed with many different theologies.
哦，节气也好啊，哦，或者是其他的哈，掺杂在里头。
And so there are a lot of other teachings mixed up into their beliefs.
神的道，哦，不能够受掺杂。
God's truth cannot be corrupted.
哦，所以这个是对我们的一个提醒啊。
And so this is a reminder and encouragement for us.
尤其对青年很大的提醒。
And it is a great encouragement to the youth, especially.
我们在查经所使用的参考资料。
Especially, we have to be careful the references we use during Bible study.
是不是是正确的？
Are they true?
哦，是不是符合我们教会、我们的教义、 我们的信条，我们的基本信仰。
Are they in accordance with what we know to be true, with our basic doctrines, with the truth?
哦，这个是给我们的教导。
This is a teaching for us.
好，那最后关于药物的问题。
And lastly, regarding medicine.
我记得啊，小弟后来有跟费城的张桂禅姐妹啊，也有到李姐妹家，奉神的名丢掉了一些中药材。
Afterwards.I went with Sister Chang of the Philadelphia Church to Sister Lee's house, and we threw out some herbal medicines.
哦，勉励她专心靠神。
And encouraged her to rely fully on God.
哦，也由李姐妹她的告知啊，那个中药材是由一个中医哈，这个是为气功哈啊所开的。
And the reason we got rid of the medicine.Was because these medicines were prescribed by an herbal doctor who practiced qigong.
他也谈到三年前他第一次病发，觉得难过，也就是那一个中医是用气功给他治疗开始。
And she also mentioned that her sickness began 3 years earlier when she had first visited this this sorcerer of qigong.
哦，关于气功。哦的问题啊，小弟在这里就不再多讲了。
And regarding the issue of qigong, I will not elaborate here.
小弟也知道，我们在座有些弟兄姐妹哦，也有在哦在做这个气功方面的一些运动。
And I know that there are those of us, those among us who practice certain exercises related to qigong.
哦，那有一些只是很单纯的哦一个体操。哦，一个这个呼吸哈，哦，这种活化啊，这个等于说活氧运动啊，类似这样子的。
There are some that are just breathing exercises or regular physical exercises that we can say are just like calisthenics.
哦，但是有一些已经涉及到宗教的层面、灵界的层面。
But there are exercises which border on the spiritual realm.
我们要特别的谨慎。
Which we must be especially aware of.
好，我们感谢神啊，借着李姐妹她的见证。
We thank God that through Sister Lee's testimony.
哦，给我们教会很多的教导跟学习。
We have, as a church, received many teachings.
我们愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给天上的神。
And we give all the glory unto our Father in heaven.
哦，时间的关系，我们默祷之后啊，我们给大家哦一点时间可以上洗手间。那我们接下来就我们的祷告会。
Because of the time, we'll just take a short break right after the session, and then we'll continue with our afternoon prayer session.
同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.